Got my mind on my money. Money on my mind.
Okay. What's up, More Gold Investors? This is your girl, Aja, co-host of More Gold Investors Podcast. I just wanted to get on and talk to you for a second, you know, to kind of work through my feelings. I need a therapy session with y'all just real quick. Okay, so it's Saturday morning. I'm cruising through Gary, and I'm getting ready to go check on one of my properties over here. And then I'm going to go meet my husband for lunch. And then I'm going back to the house to start planting my garden, because you know it's all about freedom. It's all about freedom, and gardening is one of the ways in which I get my freedom. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so I need to walk through my problems with y'all today. So this morning, I said, you know, I need to go open up a business account, at a local bank. I need to open up a business account at a local bank, unfortunately, because I am collecting money from people in Gary, and it just makes things a bit easier to have a local bank. Now, my family, my husband and I bank, and even my mother and my dad, when he was alive, they banked at black banks. So my husband and I bank at a black bank, and I'm going to give them a shout out, One United. So we bank at One United Bank, the largest black bank in the nation, and they have no problems with telling you they're the largest black bank in the nation. They say that on their message system when you call them. So, you know, you have a little bit of pride when you call One United Bank. But I needed a local bank, and I was actually going to open up another account with One United, but it just makes things a little bit inconvenient because One United is way in California. I'm in Indiana, and although I can go to ATMs and deposit money, it just makes things more easy by having a local bank. So I go into a bank, and I open up a couple of accounts. Business accounts. And I'm feeling some kind of way while I'm doing this. Y'all, I'm actually feeling subservient while I'm doing this. I'm feeling like, man, this is the city of Gary. I want to be able to go into a savings and loan that is run by people who look like me. And that's just, you know, we have a lot of people from different backgrounds who listen to More Gold Investors. This is the fact. I want to be able to go into a bank that's owned and run by people who look like me. That's a pride thing. It's a wealth building thing. It's a community thing. And so I was feeling a little subservient, not even a little subservient. I was feeling a lot subservient. So I was talking to the teller, cool sister. I talked to her, I mean, every time I go into that bank, I've had to go into that bank before, so she's cool. And I'm like, you know, I'm telling her I'm feeling some kind of way about even having to be in here because I am used to banking with black banks. And so she was telling me, well, you know, this is a family-owned bank. It's been around for four generations, and, you know, that made it worse for me. It was a sense of happiness for her, but I was like, I've been around for four generations, huh? What were the generations before that doing? Were they investing in the cotton trade and enslavement? You know, all this stuff is going through my mind, and I'm sitting there like, man, this is Gary. There's so many opportunities. I'm sitting in the commercial district of Gary, Indiana, that's really a blank slate. And I want to be able to bank locally with people who look like me. This city is mostly people who look like me. But when it comes to the economics, it's not really run like that. Just like many other places throughout the nation. Not really run like that. So I don't know. I just got to work through this. But as I'm working through this, I'm more motivated to get out here, to buy more property, to really build an economic base, not just for me, but for those around me, in Gary and nationally and internationally. So it just really put more fire under me, saying that, and it let me know, look, you got more work to do. Yeah, you're an investor and all, and you are investing in real estate. You have a business and you have some other business dealings, but you got more work to do, lady. You can't be banking and this is making you feel some kind of way and you're feeding into, you know, a banking system that is just run by people who that you just don't want to. Okay, whatever. I'm going on a tangent. But, you know, I just got work to do. It just put fire under me and let me know that I have even more work to do. Although Lakeisha out here in these streets always making moves, always making power moves, always doing our thing, you know, business-wise and real estate-wise, we still have a long way to go. And just imagine those people who aren't out here investing. Imagine those people who are just, and I'm not putting down people who work 9-to-5 jobs. You know, most people are not entrepreneurs. Most people just want to go to work and collect a check, and that's understandable. But just imagine people who work 9-to-5 and they don't have any other investments. They don't have any businesses. The reality is, it's like, what are you doing? What are you leaving? How are you really contributing to your community economically if you don't have these things in place? And we actually have some of these things in place, but we still have a long way to go. A long way to go, y'all. Man, Gary, it's so pretty. It's so pretty, y'all. It's a lot of snow still out here. I'm driving to this property, and it is just so beautiful out here. And these houses are beautiful. I am in an area that used to actually be a suburb of Gary, although it's in the middle of Gary. It used to be a suburb where many of the steel mill executives used to live. And the properties just are just so gorgeous. So I'm seeing people out here handling some housework and mowing lawns, shoveling snow. I don't know. We got work to do. I can't be going into a place where I don't feel comfortable using my money. When you go to a bank, they're actually using your money. They collect interest on your money. They use your money to invest in other things. And so I need to be putting myself in a position where I am the lender. It reminds me of Jim Rohn. Be the lender. Be the lender. Don't be the borrower. Be the lender. And in many ways, I'm still doing that as seller financing, but we gotta raise it up. Ain't no half stepping. We got to raise it up. We don't have time to waste. It's things to be done. Moves to be made. That's all I really wanted to say. All I really wanted to say is I cannot afford to be in a subservient position economically to anyone. Anyone. I cannot be in a subservient. And yeah, this place employs people who look like me, and I'm happy that they are employed. I am so happy that they have jobs and they can feed their families. But what's the next step? What's the next step? Because if somebody is paying you a salary, I guarantee you that they're making a lot more money off of you than what they're paying you. And it's nothing wrong with that, because that's the way of capitalism. It's nothing wrong with that. That's business. You know, businesses can't afford to pay you the same amount that they're making. That wouldn't even make business sense. So that's all understandable. That's all understandable. But as we understand that, we have to get out here and we have to invest, and we need to be owning our own banks, and we need to be the lenders and not the borrowers. Oh my goodness, I can't even talk today. Borrowers. We need to be the lenders, and that's one of the whole entire points of seller financing. You know, I get to get people in these homes, and I become the bank, and they don't have to go through the rigorous issues that they probably would have to go through if they were just getting a regular home loan. More than likely, they probably wouldn't even be able to get home loans for the areas in which I invest. But that's how we build communities. So I'm at my property right now. It's looking good. It's a lot. I got to get this snow shoveled. I haven't been over here. It's empty. The property is empty. We're going to start working on it soon. It's looking good. Okay. So thank you for listening to me ramble on. And let's get this money, y'all. Like Ishay said in one of our last episodes, it's enough out here for everybody to eat. Me, you, everybody. It's enough out here for everybody to be drinking champagne at the top. And that's what Lucky Shay and I want to do with you. We want all of us to drink champagne at the top, because we could do this, y'all. All right, have a great one. I am getting ready to, you know, I'm going to go drive for Dallas for a little while. And then I am going to meet my husband, and we're going to have lunch, and I'm going to get back out here and plant and work on my freedom papers, y'all. All right, have a good one.